Employees of the Arctic Region Supercomputing Center have been given notice that their jobs could end next summer. 45 full-time employees and a number of part-time workers at the University of Alaska Fairbanks facility were notified yesterday. UAF Executive Officer Bob Shefchik says the move is an anticipation of the loss of a Department of Defense research support grant that funds most of the center's budget.
Staff have been provided notice that it's highly likely that our contract with DOD will not be extended, and therefore they will be provided layoff notices of 6 months while we work to identify those staff that will be in the supercomputing program after June 1st.
No formal decision has been made, but the DOD is working to reduce the number of supercomputer centers it contracts with and has indicated the UAF grant will likely be cut. That would trim the center's budget from the current $12 million to $2.5 million. Shefchik says the plan is for a downsized supercomputing facility.
We're looking at a core of 10 staff and a limited number of research staff that are supporting grants and contracts that are non-DOD.
Current Supercomputer Center employees will be given first opportunity to apply for the positions at the smaller operation, but Chief Scientist Greg Newby will head up the downsized facility.